True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And the Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And I feel like seven.
It's Mike Shope.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man. Like, plural. Big, lots of S's. Lots of E's in S. Bees. that was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man, that kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
Hi from the arena. That's right. Special event. I took a picture of the ice. I'm not in here as often as I used to be. And I walked in. I came in on the 200 level. The thinking being, if I passed out for days and woke up, I'd be on the 200 level. Like, if there was a game or something, I'd be in. Didn't even need a ticket.
Yeah.
But took a picture of the ice.
I don't know that I have an explanation for why I did not go look at the ice, but I was here early enough. I've not been to a game yet this year. I've gotten some indications that there are some interesting and, to me, what would be considered exciting and upgrades to the beer choices. So I walked around, and what I had seen, I don't want to name names.
Good. Bad.
But what I had seen in a photo, I did not see evidence of, but there were 3, 4, 5
beverage, 6, 7.
Maybe 6, 7 self-serve beverage areas where there were like heavy door, like steel doors, you can't even see in.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I might think that's where the stuff that I like might be hiding, and then other stuff is just you can see what's there. You know, your standard fare, more standard fare, I guess.
I was here for the women's game, USA Canada. I think maybe I've been to one Sabres game, not sure, but I was definitely here for that, and bought beer, and everything is self serve, and my head exploded. Because it was that confusing.
Oh.
But it's not, I'm not blaming this. I'm blaming life. I'm blaming myself.
Okay, sure.
For not really knowing.
Yeah.
Even, no, that's right. Down, well, what good is it doing me to point? We are on camera. I'm pointing that way, all right? If you can't see the show, I'm pointing the other end.
Parking ramp end of the building is where Mike is pointing.
Buying a beer down there and like. The guy telling me how to do it.
I've navigated the self-serve thing and all that. I haven't had a problem with that. So I think I'm up to speed on that. I thought today, I'm here. Let's look around so I know where to go. You know, not that walking around the concourse takes, 10 minutes tops. I can find it on a game night. But I think, well, I'm here. Let me see. But I struck out on that. And then I kept walking. You know, you're walking on the 100 level. The curtains are down. Or covering the entranceways, and I don't know why I didn't go look. I usually would go look. I've been here in a while. I like to look at it. Maybe during a break, I'll run and look at it.
There is no game tonight.
That's right.
By the way, we're not here for a game. We are here for the Roswell Park and Sabres prostate cancer screening event, 3 to 7 today. Walk-ins are welcome until 6:30, like not the entire time, but you don't need to have had an appointment booked for today. And we will tell you more about that over the course of the day. I really wanted to wear shorts. The only reason I didn't is because it's a hockey rink, and no. I go to a lot of those now, and they're freezing.
I think you were bold to just go with short sleeves. You're rocking short sleeves and like a golf vest.
Yes.
And I brought layers. I have a heavy flannel shirt to throw on if I get chilly.
The adrenaline keeps me warm. That's really how that works.
There you go.
It is Tuesday, which means in a moment, reverse AFC power rankings. I've been, I don't want to sound like one of these guys that on every podcast I listen to, like, Twitter told me. I mean, nobody cares. The people you're talking about aren't listening. The people you're trying to impress don't care. So I don't want to sound like that. I know that.
Don't do that.
But we have had a run-in about how I use my notebook.
That's right, yes.
Because I go all the way to the end, and then I use the backs going all the way back, which I've been told
is
by you.
Psychotic serial killer type behavior.
A couple of people online did tell me that was weird. But funny that because it's makeshift today. Like, I don't have the – we're not in the studio.
Oh, right.
I don't have the official
– I thought to grab the sheet, the current sheet yesterday because I was in studio. You were off. But I forgot.
So I turned to a front page from sometime long ago. And what is it? It's the reverse AFC power rankings are right there. Like, whatever day this was, I did make a note that Tiger Woods made a birdie on whatever day this was. It's in my notes.
Wow.
And wow. I think this is maybe 2019. Mostly the rankings look similar to what they would look like now. Not exactly.
Why is it every time you make a reference to how long we've been doing this, do I make the same point every time?
Probably.
That I probably do. My brain. That's it. No further comment. My brain. I'll just leave it there. I think if someone were to come up to me and ask me in a bar some night, hey, I really like, this is very hypothetical, hey, I really like that reverse AFC power ranking segment you guys do every week. How long have you been doing that?
You say like 3 years.
Tops. Like tops, maybe two. I'd be like, oh, yeah, that wasn't until after the pandemic. Probably 2023. 2019?
I don't know, maybe.
Wow. I believe that. I just think I don't know.
I don't think it's 2019.
This is what happens as you there's an age that I think I am at that you reach. 60 feels, you know, a little intimidating. You know, I see things on social media for our older residents, 60 and above, and I think, geez, I'm just scrolling here looking for Sabres news, and I'm suddenly an older resident.
Resident.
And so anything that extends, you know, 5 years or more in the past, I want to keep closer because I want to slow time down. I think that's what's happening.
Okay.
I haven't thought that through. I'm just barfing that out right now as a thought.
There might be some.
Because I do feel like things that I should know were long enough ago, I feel like they're closer by because I don't want as much time to have passed.
I don't know that it's a logical, conscious thing. I think it makes sense just naturally.
Like, okay.
My kids are teenagers, and 5 years ago to them is centuries.
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, if I take my kids back two schools, just anything that's 5 years ago, oh, I mean, their lives are so different.
Right.
For me, I sit right here with you every day.
Right.
Like, it's just not different.
Right.
The pandemic does well to mark the, I mean, unfortunate. As it, whatever it was, how you describe it, a smart person would have done a better job than unfortunate. It's still, you can place, it helps to place things before or after, as long as you know which it is. I don't think this is 19. I just have a random note on here referencing 2019. Cincinnati was number two. That has to be post-COVID.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
All right, well, we'll see how well they do
Yeah, because 2019, like, when,
it's not.
Isn't that the Burrow draft? Is he the year after Allen, or even 2 years after Allen?
Like, right.
they can't be right.
No,
and there's no way they were that high without him. I think or low.
No,
without
low.
Him. Sorry, I. Yeah.
All right. Do I need the copy that I'm scrambling for right now? Reverse AFC Power Rankings are powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. All right. 16. 16 teams.
I saw way more of the Raiders-Browns game than I really, really wanted to. It just, like I said, there wasn't a lot of action in the 4 o'clock window. It was nice because Ross Tucker was on that game, color commentary. So I got to talk to Ross yesterday and mentioned that I enjoyed his work on that game. And we talked about how the Raiders – this came up last week. I think we both were tweeting about it even last week, that they need an intervention, they need an exorcism or something. I don't know, but they are 16 to me, the Raiders.
Okay. They fired Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
They're averaging 3.6 yards per play over their last three games. They have an elite prospect, at least, if not an elite player, at running back. They have the best tight end in the NFL, or second best, or third, top three.
Let's all see what all that gets them until they find a quarterback who can play.
They made, I think, a smart move at quarterback with Geno Smith. Like, they didn't just pull a Minshew or somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, they went for that.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll has won championships. Chip Kelly, known commodity. Disaster. 2-9. They can't move the ball. I mean, just disaster. What a waste. Wasted season. Wasted generation of seasons.
Yep.
The Raiders. When were they last good? Gannon? Derek Carr here and there.
Maybe.
One-off seasons.
One-off seasons with Derek Carr where he gets hurt late and then somebody named Matt McGloin's got to play a playoff game or something, I think.
To be good, you got to be good 2 years in a row. When have they last been good 2 years in a row? Good at all. Two or three years in a row.
The 80s, I think.
Maybe. Yeah, even that Gannon thing was kind of a fluke.
Yeah, that was like kind of a one or two and done, I think.
Vegas. 15. Tennessee. How does Tennessee get any lower than they're just everything's terrible? You want anybody else over Tennessee?
No. I'm still holding out hope for my boyfriend Cam Ward, though.
I saw a chart today that was like a little bit better, but
there's,
not a lot
there's
better.
There's just nothing good around him, and that in and of itself does not mean that he is absolutely good. But I still am, there are these. Maybe it's just my internet usage. I don't know. You know, we know that everything is smart. We're being studied all the time. Maybe they know that I'm open-minded to Cam Ward being good, so I see the tweets that are like, look at all these throws.
Maybe.
Get him some people to help him.
I'm still
seeing that now.
They're styling it for you.
So, I don't know. I think they still might have something there. So, but still, there's a long way to go.
I'll give you one. I think I'd rather Cam Ward than Bryce Young.
Where do I sign?
You, of course, agree, because you're Mr. Cam Ward.
I never liked the idea of drafting Bryce Young 101. And that, I mean, he had this incredible week last week, but
how?
Just week in, week out, there's just not. Yeah, no, that's that.
How did that happen?
To me, they're just standing still if they stay there.
It's almost time for them to decide.
It's three seasons, right?
On the fifth-year option.
So that's this offseason, then.
Right. 14.
They got to say no on that. Anyway, it's the reverse AFC power ranking.
Jets.
Bryce Young. Sure, yeah.
13. What's left to say about the Jets? Browns?
Yeah, I think Browns.
12.
Miami?
Um, There are five and only five AFC teams with losing records. And that's the fifth. Nobody else. Everybody else is over 500. No, I missed
no,
one.
The
Cincinnati. Sorry.
Yeah.
So six.
Yeah.
10 teams are over 500. That makes sense because the Chiefs are the 10. There's not 10 seeds, but
that does
they're
make,
in 10th place.
That makes sense. That explains why last night I have not been able to find. I think you probably have from some fantasy site or something. I've just seen a glance at it when we've been on remote, like some master page with all the teams' schedules on it.
Yeah.
Right? Like one sheet.
I have that.
I went Googling for that yesterday and just could not find something that was formatted in a way that I liked, that I felt like I could rely on and use. I could have asked you to just email me this color-coded, fantastic thing you've got. You know what I did last night while I was watching, before Monday Night Football even started, what was I watching? Lightning and whoever they were playing, and Philadelphia. And I went through and just manually wrote down for myself on a note everybody's schedule that I could think of that might matter here. Right? And I got done. I wasn't, like, keeping track. I wasn't counting.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I kind of went by divisions. I got done and went, how many teams is that? 10.
10.
All the teams with winning records.
Right. Miami'd be 11. Miami's fine. 12. 11. You want the Bengals or someone else? You want to get cute?
Is it going to be some sort of bad juju if I suggest putting Pittsburgh below the Bengals?
I don't believe in that.
In a week where the Bills are playing the Steelers?
I don't believe in that. It's probably good content. I don't think I would do it.
Okay.
But
that's the only team.
They're the worst team left
in the group up there. That I like.
So Bills 10. Just to cancel the juju point. Juju, former Steeler.
I'm okay with the Bengals then at 10. I think is what I'm letting you know.
I don't know. What do you do with like the Jaguars and the Chargers these days? Teams that are ahead of the Bills in the playoff standings, like, are they good? Who would you rather play? Rather play Burrow? I don't think I would.
I would rather play.
I don't think I would.
Yeah, I would rather play Denver.
Yeah.
I
hear you.
A lot of folks.
That's a fun
conversation. A lot of feedback I was getting yesterday is like, Denver, their defense is going to do to me what Houston's defense did to me.
They might.
And I don't know, they were that defense last year, and they got boat raced.
But they'll be at home.
In the playoffs. That could be the big swing.
And maybe they can score a little bit. Not really, though.
Yeah.
11. Jacksonville. I'll say Jacksonville. Come on.
Instead of since we're not putting Cincinnati
in there? I'm not.
You're not?
I kind of want to put Cincinnati here. They are still 3-8.
Okay.
Yeah.
10.
That's kind of how I feel. Well, Mike is on Jacksonville.
I am.
With that being said, I'm cool with Jacksonville here.
All right. 9. Bulldogs, Steelers.
Yeah.
8. LAC.
Okay.
Why can't it just still be San Diego? So much cooler. 7. So much cooler. San Diego. 7. Houston. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Don't you watch the games?
I honestly was sitting here pondering Buffalo or Houston.
Well, maybe they'll play someday and you can break
right,
the tie.
Right. Like, do the Bills have to go first because of what happened last Thursday?
No.
Right. That's right.
I've already said Houston.
All right, I'll go Houston too.
6.
I am cool with Buffalo here.
I want to say Indianapolis. I am fully on board with your stance on Indianapolis.
I got away with it. I mean, that they could have won that game easily.
All right.
I got away with it.
I'm dinging them for that.
I'm saying Bills at 6.
Show me you're for real. I'm also not throwing myself in front of a moving train on the Bills being 6.
I mean, I was impressed with the Colts, but I just sort of went into that, turned that game on thinking Kansas City would kind of beat them.
Yeah.
Impressively, and that didn't happen.
No.
They got away with it. So I almost feel a little bit better about Indianapolis than I did after a loss.
Well, we switched, not entirely, but
I've already bet it. Like, I'm
you're committed.
I'm in.
Right.
I don't think I have them under 9 wins, and they're 8-3.
Yeah.
But I have them under 11.5, and I have them to lose everything and miss the playoffs. And your schedule's tough. Let me call up that fancy color-coded grid you were talking about.
Oh, hey.
Houston this week. 5.
Baltimore?
5. I think I will... I'm going to stay on Indy.
Okay. I can't say Denver then. Because those are the rules. 2 teams have been said. I can't pick a 3rd team. I'm too late. New England. No, I can't do that. See, that's the same rule. You can't pick a team that hasn't been picked yet. It's either Baltimore or it's who?
Indy.
Ravens. When were they last impressive?
This might be the biggest misstep in the history of the reverse AFC power.
Ravens at 5?
Who would you rather play right now? You'd rather play the Ravens than the Colts?
It's close. Oof. When was the last good Ravens game? Like, good for them? Jackson's doing nothing. Doesn't run.
Yeah.
Like, they're beating the Jets. They're not covering. It's happening. They're on their course. They were 1-5. They were still the division favorite. Now they're 6-5.
First place.
It's all just sort of playing out.
All happening.
But when do you turn the Ravens on anymore and be like, wow? Well, that's nobody though, right? Nobody's
that
wow
is
anymore.
That is kind of the thing.
4.
Yeah. Like, a lot of my feelings about the entire conference is predicated on what I thought of the teams before they started playing this year. Which I know is not a good way to do it, but I still feel like the Chiefs, Ravens, and Bills might be the best teams in there, but anyway. So, what do we got? 4 left?
4. Kansas City. Your Colts?
I'm hard on the Colts. I would have put the Colts already 2 spots lower or higher.
I'm putting Kansas City. When did they last look good?
Yeah, I want to go Kansas City here.
Maybe your point that you just made about how every sort of instinct here is based on what you thought in the summer should be pondered.
We should study that, maybe.
We should study that.
That might be a grievous
because
error.
Because are the Bills good? Are the Chiefs good? Are the Ravens good? We keep telling ourselves they are. And, they're all different. But yep. I feel like we just keep telling ourselves that they are. And they're all going to go on the road, if they're lucky, in the playoffs and have to prove it.
Maybe not Baltimore. I mean, maybe not Baltimore. Eventually, but they should open at home, I think.
If Baltimore goes 10-7, wins the AFC North, hosts one of these other guys, and loses, that's a horrendous year. Like, they have to win two playoff games, probably, to make that a good year, the Ravens. I don't know. Good luck. Three. Denver, Indianapolis, New England. That's who's left. Who's three?
Denver.
Well, I feel quite strongly it should be Indianapolis. But
yes, you do.
I don't think anyone really cares to engage on that. Not engage, but, like, agree.
Denver. Two, Colts or Pats? What year is it? Now we're going to look back at this notebook and be like, whoa, that was from 2006.
Yeah.
Or 2025, I mean, because that's the current.
Where did I start saying Colts?
Like an hour ago.
It's been a bit.
Seven or
it's
eight, even, like, maybe, like, as low as Houston, all
right,
wherever
fine,
Houston is.
Fine.
If they were to end up one, it's the biggest steamroll any one of the three of us has ever gotten. New England is one.
That's a first.
Saw that coming.
That's a first.
Good Lord.
I think.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at the arena today for the Roswell Park Prostate Cancer Screening Event. Walk-ins are welcome for 3 hours from now, so do a good thing. Come on down and say hi to us while you're here. Reverse AFC Power Rankings on WGR are powered by Empire Electric. Your residential neighborhood electrician, visit EmpireElectricians.com. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.